With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, well, it was before yesterday, I think Sunday, everybody started getting this notification. It's called the exposure notification, where you can opt in or not. I don't know if you actually have a choice or not, because yesterday we found out that if you have an iPhone, it's already been on your phone for probably 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah, so if you have an iPhone, it's been on, which is kind of terrifying.
Pre-downloaded yeah. and everything.
Which really makes me mad. You know why? Because I walked around this radio station all day yesterday saying, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to be tracking me. I'm not going to opt. And then I find out that they've been tracking me for the past 3 weeks.
But the thing is that they said you have to opt in, but you guys are telling me it was already on when you went to look at it.
Mine was on completely, everything.
Because I'm a Droid user.
Once I saw it yesterday, I went into the phone and found it just like that, found it and turned it off.
Yeah, because what the story I'm reading, it says it's already installed in iPhones, but however, users will have to opt in. But you guys are saying that's not true at all.
Nope.
You're already opted in.
Yeah.
Now, I did download, if you're a Droid user, you have to download an app, and I downloaded my app. Hmm. So I'm being, but it's weird because it says it doesn't use Google. It uses, and it doesn't use your where you're going, which I don't get. It says it uses Bluetooth.
I think that's the number one question. Everybody is seeing it on their phone. I started getting these notifications on Sunday. Everybody did. Android, iPhone, everybody got these things. But what is it? What is it? It's a little confusing. We have an audio piece here. I guess somebody put it on YouTube that explains Colorado and what the exposure notification means to people in Colorado.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go.
Your phone could help keep you and your loved ones safe by letting you know if you've been exposed. Coloradans receive push notifications on their phones. If you have an Apple phone, the app will automatically download, but you still have to opt in.
You could have told us that yesterday. And no, we didn't have to opt in. We're already in.
If you have an Android device, you'll have to download it. Exposure notification works by using Bluetooth. The state expert for COVID-19 testing and containment explains the app won't tell you where you were exposed or who you came into contact with. Instead, it uses a string of letters and numbers called a token, and that token is exchanged with other phones.
So the service doesn't collect any personally identifiable information. No name, no IP address. It doesn't use GPS, so it can't tell your location.
In order for the app to be successful, people have to opt in or download it. A recent study found that similar electronic contact tracing can slow transmission, even if it's only adopted by a fraction of the population.
Huh?
So there's no GPS because everybody thinks that you're being tracked. You're not being tracked. It's the old anonymous token thing.
I don't get it.
You know, the anonymous token, duh.
It's transmitted through Bluetooth exclusively from phone to phone.
Let's say that I walk into a room of just COVID corner to corner, okay? It's everywhere. What's my phone going to do? It's going to tell me, beep, 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 get out, get out, get out.
No, it's only if one of those people tests positive and they report back that they tested positive. Then if you were in the same room last Tuesday with them, it'll give you a notification using your tokens that you were actually exposed on this day.
Because their Bluetooth will send you a thing that they're positive. Here's a couple of things. First of all, it's going to take everybody that's tested positive for this to even work. I put it up on our Facebook page and nobody's opting in based on my research.
So if you're in a room full of people that's not opted in and you have yours on, it doesn't matter.
Based on the Facebook research I did on the BJ and JB page, nobody's opting in.
I think most of us don't want to know if we've been exposed.
Well, it's not that on the on my research page. It's that the government's tracking us. That's what everybody's going with. And then everybody's like, do you know how they're already tracking you, don't care about what you're doing. But it takes everybody to participate in this. And I don't know how many people that are positive want to put it in their phone that they're positive.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid like something will come back to bite them in the butt or something. You know, like, oh, you're not allowed on this plane because your token went off. You know, you don't know. And so I think that's what a lot of people were worried about. I did it. I opted in. And so mine says I haven't been exposed to anybody. But the thing is, if you guys don't play, then I don't know.
Exactly. It doesn't help the rest of us that are actually opting into this.
Which means that the accuracy on this thing is not even close to being correct.
No. And then the other weirdness is that once I opted in, it says, do you want your information, for example, if I've been exposed, to be pushed to the Colorado Department of Health? And I said no. So that doesn't help them either.
Yeah, no, because you're cutting off that communication.
Right. Because it was kind of for them to do tracing. And so I said, no, I don't want them to know if I was around anybody. So I'm not helping either, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I turned all this on, and then I'm going to the game on Sunday, and you know somebody's going to be there positive.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm still confused.
And then what do I do? So on Sunday, if I'm around somebody and they're positive and it says, like, you've been around somebody, do I need to call you guys or what do I do?
I would just get a COVID test. Maybe test yourself.
Stick it up my own nose.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to tell you guys? I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
Do you want to know?
No.
Okay.
No, that's why I'm not opting in. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I
don't know how that works. What's my responsibility now that I've opted in?
I feel like I've got enough pressure in life. I don't want to know.
I know, but I mean, have I set myself up for a responsibility to let you guys, you know.
Well, now that you've opted in, you've kind of raised your hand. It's like you've raised your hand and you've taken the oath of office that you are going to participate. I'm going to be there. I'm going to protect my fellow citizens. I'm going to be all in. I'm all in to help slow down the spread of this COVID. On the other hand, people like me and Carson, we're both going, man, I'm not going to help.
No,
I don't care.
No, but here's my, but am I now legally bound somehow? Because I go there and it says like whoop, whoop, or whatever it does.
Not legally bound to anything.
So? Because because then I come here and I expose you. You guys could sue me because I had a notification that I'd been around somebody.
We can.
I think so.
Yeah, but we would have to prove that you actually knew. So we'd have to get a subpoena for your phone or something.
Right.
And look into it.
I think Frank Azar can do that.
I don't know.
Azar's on my side, pal.
Any way to make a quick buck, I'm all about it.
Me too. Me too. Yes, you're obligated. Yes, you are.
I'm just wondering. So then I don't know either. Should I turn it off before I go to the game?
It feels to me like it's a technology that they're just kind of putting together as they go. They really don't have it down in any way
it's
totally effective with what they're doing, but they're trying something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying something, but it doesn't appear to me that it's going to be that effective.
Somebody says this. Let's say you're at the game and you get a notification that the next day that someone there tested positive. Well, how far away were they? Were they thousands of feet away?
Well, like, see, that's the thing. You don't know. Because it's just going on phones around you.
Well, it's going to be within Bluetooth range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bluetooth only works from here to the door. I mean, about 8, 10, 12 feet or so in mine. So, I mean, they would be relatively close. It's not like you're going to be in the lower deck and they're in the upper deck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if you pass them on the way in.
They're
going to
be around you or in the restroom or something of that nature. You don't know.
I need more details.
Look, here's the deal. Keep it turned off.
Well, don't say that. That's not our public service duty.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's mine. I'm not turning it on because I don't think it's figured out yet. I think it's got way too many flaws.
What are you doing, Schmidel?
I have it on.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Any notifications yet?
No. I mean, I don't go anywhere, so.
That is true.
But that COVID paintball team you play on,
yeah.
I feel like that could be a problem down the road.
They don't wash their hands.
Plus you're looking for an alert. You just want to not come to work for a couple of weeks, right?
I mean, that would be pretty sweet.
Wow. That is not a good attitude right there.
Please cinch the bill and alert. Please hurry.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.